Steve Bannon on My Son Hunter, this film is only gonna get bigger as we get closer to the hearings that are gonna take place. By David Ng on October 6, 2022. Steve Bannon, the former Trump White House chief strategist and host of the popular War Room podcast, is predicting the new movie My Son Hunter will only grow in importance and stature when Congress holds hearings into the corruption surrounding Hunter Biden and his numerous overseas business deals. On Wednesday's episode of War Room, Steve Bannon, who is also Breitbart News executive chairman, spoke about the role that My Son Hunter will play if, as widely expected, Republicans regain control of the House in November. He also praised director Robert Davi's work on the movie, calling Davi a huge talent for the MAGA movement. "This film is only gonna get bigger as we get closer to the hearings that are gonna take place," Bannon said. "And now everybody behind the scenes knows they're gonna take place." He added that people need to see the movie to prep themselves for what will lead to the impeachment of Joe Biden. Bannon's comments come just a few days after Tony Bobulinski, Hunter Biden's former business associate, revealed in a new interview with Fox News' Tucker Carlson that no one from Facebook or Twitter asked him to verify the authenticity of the laptop from hell, even though he would have produced the corroborating email, with the metadata, within minutes. Both Facebook and Twitter suppressed the New York Post's original laptop reporting in the months leading up to the 2020 presidential election. Bobulinski also stated that he had a 5-plus-hour interview with the FBI on October 23, 2020, after which his lawyers were told that there would be a follow-up interview. Yet, despite this, he and his lawyers haven't heard from the FBI since before the 2020 election. During the War Room episode, Bannon spoke with My Son Hunter producer Phelim McAleer, who said the movie dramatizes much of Hunter Biden's shady business dealings. "It's all there," McAleer said, "including the millions Hunter got in deals in China and Ukraine. Real-world events just keep proving that the movie was correct all along," he added. "The left have slammed this film and the message that is going out is don't watch this movie." Indeed, there's a bevy of Hunter Biden's actual foreign business deals My Son Hunter dramatizes that lawmakers could probe. For example, a $5 million agreement with his Chinese business associate Patrick Ho, whom he referred to as the fucking spy chief of China in a recording on his laptop. Hunter also struck a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China, a mere 12 days after he visited China with his father, who was vice president at the time. He also formed a partnership with a Chinese military link company. McAleer said people should watch the movie and then go on Google and find out what the proof is. Bannon asked McAleer about holding screenings of My Son Hunter around the time of the investigation. "That is our plan," McAleer said. "I think we need to have screenings after screenings. It needs to be on a loop, 24 hours, in Congress, so that every day when they come into work, they see the Hunter Biden story." He added, "The facts are there and there needs to be congressional investigations. There needs to be subpoenas going out, there needs to be phone records and emails analyzed. The reason we're investigating Hunter Biden is because we believe he's compromised Joe Biden," Comer, who will likely be the next House Oversight Committee chairman, told reporters. John James as Joe Biden in My Son Hunter. MySonHunter.com. As Breitbart News reported, House Oversight Committee ranking member James Comer, RKY, recently said that an investigation into Hunter Biden will commence once Republicans take back control of the House. "The reason we're investigating Hunter Biden is because we believe he's compromised Joe Biden," he said in September. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has also spoken with top House Republicans about coordinating investigations across committees. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was brought to the screen by producers Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney, Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers. McAleer and McElhinney's unreported story Society crowdfunded the film's $2.3 million budget from 30,000 donors, a fact which McAleer said proves the public's desire to see this story told. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. My Son Hunter is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Watch the trailer. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.